Road Trip PA podcast with myself, Brett Thomas, is all about exploring unique places of interest throughout Pennsylvania. So check the oil, fill up the gas tank, pick up some snacks, set the GPS, and let's hit the road. Now for this episode, be sure to take along a sweatshirt, a flashlight with a red lens, and a good pair of binoculars. On this episode number 7, we're headed to Potter County to explore multiple destinations, including the Cowdersport Ice Mine and Cherry Springs State Park. My wife and I made the trip over a weekend back in August of 2019. Our original destination was Cherry Springs State Park, so let's go there first. If you are unfamiliar with this state park, you're probably wondering what the big attraction is there. Simply put, it's the nighttime skies. Cherry Springs is one of the top 7 stargazing locations in the world, on this planet. And it's practically in our own backyard here in central PA, just a few short hours away. I know what you're thinking. Why would I drive to the middle of nowhere to look at the stars when I can do that at home? Well, you can stargaze at home, but I promise you, it will not be the same. Even if you live out in the country somewhere, the difference between the nighttime skies at Cherry Springs and your house will be, well, it'll be night and day. Pun intended. You see, it's a very secluded location with very little light pollution, so the artificial lights of towns, businesses, and industry are nearly non-existent. It's truly an experience like none other. A Cherry Springs State Park is an 82-acre state park, but it's surrounded by 262,000 acres of state forest, so it's very secluded in the vastness of Potter County. Upon your arrival at Cherry Springs State Park, you'll notice a very large earthen berm that's between the parking lot and the viewing area. This berm is to block light pollution from headlights with folks coming to the park after dark or leaving while others are still stargazing, so be sure to park your car facing away from the berm. The park rangers and the staff at Cherry Springs State Park are very hospitable, very helpful. There are guided astronomy tours and plenty of special events happening at the park. If you're interested in a tour, I would definitely recommend jumping online ahead of time to the Cherry Springs State Park website, making reservations well in advance because they fill up rather quickly. When my wife and I made the trip, we arrived about an hour or so prior to dusk. Now, there are a few must-have items that you will need to make your experience more enjoyable. Take a sweatshirt or a jacket. Even in midsummer, temperatures can be quite chilly in the middle of Potter County at night. Take flashlights with red lenses. This reduces light pollution and helps your eyes adjust to the darkness. They say it takes a good 15 minutes or so before your eyes adjust and the nighttime sky comes alive. If you take your cell phone, don't expect much in the way of service. I would recommend downloading an astronomy app ahead of time to help you identify what you see. There's also an app that will change your screen to red light. I used one of those, I recommend that. And don't be the guy walking around with a glowing cell phone or white light flashlight ruining the experience for others. There's always that guy in the crowd though, isn't there? You also need a blanket to sit on or maybe a couple of camping chairs. You won't want to sit directly on the grass because it becomes damp rather quickly. And lastly, you're going to need a decent pair of binoculars. 7x50s are recommended. However, if you already have a pair of 7x35s, they'll get the job done. If you have a tripod for your binoculars, that will make your viewing experience much better. There's also a cell phone to binoculars adapter that allows you to take pictures with your phone through your binoculars. I didn't have one at the time, but next time, I'll definitely have one. Now, on the weekend we made the trip, the moon was nearly full, so our stargazing experience was kind of limited, but I never saw a bigger, bolder moon than I did that evening. Do you remember the scene from the movie Bruce Almighty where he ropes the moon and pulls it closer? It was kind of like that moon. Even though the moon was nearly full, it was still very obvious that more stars were visible in the sky at Cherry Springs than I had ever seen before. They say on a clear night, when the moon is not full, you can actually see up to 30,000 stars. You can see asteroids, the northern lights, meteor showers, lots of other celestial bodies, plus the Milky Way. If you're fortunate enough to make the trip on a clear night, you'll see the Milky Way most likely as you have never seen it before. Be sure to take lots of pictures while you're there, with the flash off, of course. To my wife and I, Cherry Springs State Park was an absolute great destination, but the key to making this trip the best it can be is planning ahead. Check out the calendar, select a night closer to a new moon when the skies are darkest. It would be a good idea to watch the weather forecast as well. An overcast night probably wouldn't be much fun. Hopefully, Lady Luck will be on your side and you'll have clear skies for your visit. If you want to stay a few nights, they do offer camping at Cherry Springs State Park. Rustic, non-electric sites. There are quite a few cabin and cottage rentals locally that aren't affiliated with the state park, and a few motels in nearby Countersport. I'll tell you more about where we stayed at the end of this podcast. Now we'll hop in the car and head west towards Countersport to our other destination, the Countersport Ice Mine. The Countersport Ice Mine is one cool place to visit, literally and figuratively. It's more of an ice cave than an ice mine, but nonetheless an excellent place to visit in the summer. It was discovered back around 1894 by Potter County farmer John Dodd. He wasn't really searching for ice when he discovered it. He was searching for silver. It was said that Native Americans had been seen carrying silver ore from a cave on the mountainside near Countersport, so he set out to find his fortune with his farmhand Billy O'Neill. Now, plenty of prospectors in the area searched for silver ore on the mountain without success, but John Dodd was counting on his farmhand's ability with a divining rod. After lots of searching, they came across a hot spot, according to Billy's divining rod, and they began to dig. They didn't hit silver ore, but they did hit ice. John and Billy were perplexed at this large formation of ice they had uncovered, nearly 30 feet deep and about 8 to 10 feet square. Dodd went back to the cave in the winter expecting to see more and more ice, but found just the opposite. The ice was nearly gone, and he could feel warm air coming from the rocks below. So how do they explain this phenomena? Well, the theory is this. This part of the mountainside consists of loose rocks with air currents flowing through the rocks. So cold air is pulled in through the rocks during the winter, which forces the warm air out, which melts the ice. Then in the spring, warm air enters the mountain, pushing the cold air out, forming ice when it meets the moisture at the surface. Now when you go, don't expect to see this huge ice mine shaft with giant icicles. It's a small room with a platform where you can look down into the ice shaft and see the huge ice formation. Sometimes the ice might have a bit of tint to it. I believe it was bluish when we were there. The Countersport Ice Mine has an excellent gift shop too, where you can pick up all kinds of ice mine and Potter County souvenirs and apparel. I, of course, picked up a Countersport Ice Mine hoodie. I've noticed some reviews complaining about the size of the ice mine. Look, it is what it is. They can't make it bigger. They can't make it more spectacular. Admission is only around $6. You're supporting a local seasonal business. And would I go back? Heck yeah, I'd go back. It's a very interesting place to visit and witness this amazing natural phenomena. I guess some people just like to complain. As I mentioned earlier, when my wife and I made the trip to Cherry Springs and the Countersport Ice Mine, we made it a weekend trip. There are numerous inexpensive hotels around the Countersport area, but the key is again to plan ahead. Many of the hotels are booked on the weekends unless you reserve your room well in advance. I think if you go during the week, it would probably be easier to find a room. We stayed at the Laurelwood Inn and Steakhouse. Upon arrival, it looked exactly as I expected for a motel along Route 6 in Potter County. It was old and outdated, maybe something out of the 70s. The inside of a room was something straight out of the 70s as well, but we loved it. It was really great. It was fun to take a step back in time. Now, the restaurant slash bar attached to the hotel didn't disappoint either. I'm telling you what, I decided to order a thick-cut sirloin steak for dinner, and it was quite possibly the best steak I have ever eaten at a restaurant. Just ridiculous. Grilled to absolute perfection, tender and juicy. I would drive back there just to get a steak. If you're ever in Potter County and want an excellent dinner, this is the place to go. The Laurelwood Inn and Steakhouse is not a five-star facility, not even close, but we would definitely go there again. Absolutely, we'd stay there. It was an inexpensive place to spend the night. The staff was all very friendly. The food was just completely outstanding. If you're looking for five-star lodging in Potter County and need a place loaded with amenities, I would question why you're in Potter County in the first place. So those negative reviews you read are most likely the same folks freaking out when they lose cell service and can't post selfies to Facebook. You understand what I'm talking about, right? But back to our trip. After staying the night at the Laurelwood, we headed west on Route 6 looking for a good Sunday morning breakfast, and we found it at a place called Katie's Family Restaurant, a few miles west in the town of Countersport. Plain and simple, delicious home-cooked breakfast, very pleasant staff. Highly recommend it. Now, after we ate, we decided to head west on Route 6 all the way to Route 219, then head south into Elk County to visit family on my wife's side. It was a fun drive, several small old-school towns along the way, and not a big box store in sight, nowhere to be found. It's really great to see that some of those communities still exist. I would definitely recommend a road trip to Potter County to check out the nighttime skies at Cherry Springs State Park and visit the Countersport Ice Mine. There are plenty of other things to see and do in Potter County. Maybe rent a cabin or a cottage, make a week of it. There are other state parks in the area, too, that you could visit. You could head further east on Route 6, visit the PA Grand Canyon in Tioga County near Wellsboro. I'll feature that on a future episode. If you're headed north to Countersport, there's a good chance you'll drive through Austin, PA. That's where you can check out the Austin Dam Memorial Park, which I featured in the very first episode of Road Trip PA with Brett Thomas. Or you can head to the southwest and check out the Elk near Benazet. It's really not that far to Benazet. It was a great weekend for us, and it'll be a great weekend for you too if you just do a little planning ahead. Well, I forgot to mention two other places we visited. We had lunch at a little diner in Countersport, one of those old-school shiny diners. Had been moved there from somewhere else. Maybe, I think it was from New Jersey or Eastern PA somewhere. Great food, great experience. We also took a drive east on Route 6 and found one of those old school souvenir shops. You know what I mean, the kind that used to exist on all the well-traveled highways back in the 60s and 70s. You could buy all kinds of little trinkets and souvenirs. It's well worth the drive just to check it out. And according to my GPS, Cherry Springs State Park, by the way, of Countersport, is about 2 hours and 50 minutes north of our studios here in Burnham, PA. Most of it on windy, twisty back roads, making for an enjoyable, slow-paced drive. If you're the outdoorsy nature type that wants to turn off technology for a couple days, this would be a great road trip for you and your family. So I don't ever want to hear you say there's nothing to do this weekend. Take a road trip with your family and enjoy all that Pennsylvania has to offer. You've been listening to Road Trip PA with Brett Thomas, Episode 7, Cherry Springs State Park and Countersport Ice Mine. Until next time, I'll see you on the road.